One of the big questions that we addressed, that we talked about earlier when we went through this, was that teachers didn't feel like they had experience in introducing new material. And that was certainly a big challenge that needed to be overcome. How has that gone?
You're right. Professional development, I think, is kind of the current stumbling block. When you look at back in March, the government put out the CARES Act funding, and so that started trickling down to states and then states to districts. And it seemed like initially that funding, while it was available to be spent on several different things, you know, districts and states really looked at how do they increase connectivity, how do they ensure that they have devices. But even while some of those issues aren't fixed, the probably the bigger stumbling block is how do you help teachers be able to use that technology well if they have access to it. And you know, that's one of the things that our organization's been involved in, and here in Indiana, launching this e-learning lab, which is really focused on putting some tools in districts and teachers' hands where they can go on and get professional development at their own speed, that they can get into resources and find out how to use some of these digital tools that they may have heard about but don't have any experience using.
Can you help me understand, in the case of the e-learning initiative in Indiana, how that directly relates to teachers being able to teach new material?
The e-learning lab serves several different purposes. I mean, it's got community where teachers can talk to one another and share ideas. It's got some examples of what a good digital lesson looks like. So, I mean, in some cases, we have teachers trying to construct essentially a virtual lesson that's, you know, to deliver new content that may go beyond just, can I get all my kids on a Zoom call, you know, and have a conversation with them? So how do you build engaging content that students can use? And there are a lot of free and easy to get your hands on kinds of digital tools, but, you know, teachers finding those, teachers seeing those employed well, that's not easy. If you don't have people in your building or people you know who can help you over that hurdle, that's kind of what the e-learning lab is about. It's got some great resources where you can watch some videos of how to introduce new material and examples of people doing that in other content areas.
How well do you think this is going to work? We are here now. The schools are opening up, and from a blended learning perspective, are we ready for that to happen?
I think definitely we have more potential in the blended realm than we did this time last spring. So, I'm more hopeful in that realm. I'm also a little concerned that we may have put too much stake in our ability to be back in person. I mean, I know that's what everybody agrees would be nourishing for the kids. That's what everybody wants to see happen. But, you know, the reality of that is you see districts that have already opened up and positive cases on the first day have to change their plans very quickly. So everything I see and read says there will be a need either in part or in whole for schools to shut down or students to be out at some point in this. So then have we invested enough on the virtual side to shift gears and pull that off better than we did last spring? I don't know. And that may again be district to district. I've seen people doing investments in specific tools. I've seen districts putting cameras in every classroom with the idea that the teachers will be there regardless and they'll be broadcasting lessons. And if a good portion of their classroom is out, they've still got the access to go on as they would and have students tune into those lessons. And then I think other folks have invested more in the traditional blended realm of having a good learning management system, making sure that teachers understand how to deliver content in that way, whether they're in person or at home and maybe both at the same time. You know, is it better than it was in the spring? For sure. Is it what it needs to be business as usual, regardless of how the pandemic goes? No. We've been trying to help teachers go digital for a decade and more. It won't happen in 3 months, regardless of the investment and the time spent. It's a mindset change, and that's difficult.